Yutika Thinks Aloud by Yutika Fernandez. Adjusting tops, lowering skirts, putting over a scarf, not because it's winter, and wearing a jacket even in summer. Nervous in every tight wear, so self-conscious, had to leave down the hair. Even the mask couldn't stop morons with their evil stare. Praying for safe return once it's midnight, dodging creepy eyes even in the broad daylight. Yes, I'm a woman, and I don't want to be a victim. The problem is not in my dressing, it's in your system. This isn't a fight for womanism, it's an effort to protect humanism. If you can't treat right a visible living being, with what audacity you worship an invisible God's preaching? Sit properly, you're a girl. Walk straight, avoid the twirl. Don't go out at night. Keep opinions to yourself, even if you're right. You wear short clothes, you're so cheap. Why is that neckline so deep? Tie your hair up, or you look welcoming. Don't wear loud makeup, that's too appealing. Don't speak aloud, you cannot be competing. All eyes will be on you, don't dress revealing. Why search a job just to cooking and cleaning? Your future is decided, you cannot be dreaming. You have to do as told, irrespective what you're feeling. Your husband takes decisions, you can't be disagreeing. Why study more? Your life has no meaning. Oh wait, why are you even breathing? Tired and frustrated, listening to these orders. Living in fear and experiencing dreadful horrors. We can fight for ourselves, just don't come in our ways. She doesn't need sympathy, instead, be her support in this phase. A no means no. Don't make her repeat it twice. Trying to change it is not at all nice. Respect her personal space, to be precise. A rape doesn't only kill a girl's body and soul. It also shatters the parents, impossible to console. Slams the society's morals, doubting every girl's future path. And finally, doing nothing about it, these wrongdoings, we are simply normalizing it in their surroundings. Do not challenge a woman's strength. We give life to beings and love till death. Capable to hold a baby 9 months, sharing our breath. Even the strongest fall weak before their mother, because her warmth is a blessing given by no other. Just like how our soldiers protect our country from terrorists, we need to protect our women from these even worse rapists. Yet, their punishment is neglected by some hypocrites. And if you're watching it all happen before your eyes, don't remain silent. Help amplify her cries, audible enough to convert dumb into wise. Fight like she's your own, be a soldier in disguise. Some might hear me out like it's nothing new, while trying to bring a change will be very few. Wake up, so-called educated fellow Indian. Don't wait till it happens to your women. Before opening your eyes, open your mind. Rapists deserve punishment one of a kind. Instead of asking women to stay indoors, we should make the places safe wherever she goes. Instead of teaching women self-defense alone, we should give sexual education to kids starting from home. Instead of telling women to change their dressing style, we must realize rapists haven't spared even the newborn child. A real hero doesn't just protect his own, but makes sure others, moms, wives, sisters, daughters, are safe away from home.